Welcome to the Sennheiser E835 dynamic microphone, recording in a cupboard under the stairs, actually, at the moment, because it's the best place I can get to right now. And it's a very, very boxy room, but that's okay. You'll hear the box in this recording, and, because it's a box, pretty much. But, yeah, this is the standard sound of this microphone. No processing is going on. I'm recording about maybe 3 inches away from it. This is the cardioid pattern, obviously. So if I go off axis, it does this. I'm probably about maybe a foot off to the right of this microphone. Interesting thing about this mic, though, is obviously the mic itself, going back on now, the mic itself has a relatively uniform pattern. When you go off axis, it doesn't sound like a completely different microphone, at least not to me. It just sounds like I'm going away from the microphone. Of course, when I do this, you hear more of the box in the room. And Chris wanted a torture test, so we'll give it one of those. Pop some peas. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers pretty spectacularly, and people didn't appreciate it much. People thought it was pretty crappy when he picked those pickled peppers. They told him to stop. That's like right on. That's like as close to the worst possible scenarios you can get with the grill on when you stop trying to actually control your microphone technique with this mic. It's got two layers of protection. The 967 might be a little bit better about this, the EV967. I don't really remember. It's been a while since I've used that mic, but I remember it being pretty good. All right, let's switch to the E935, which is a slightly different sound, but really not much. Let's see what you think about that. Okay, here's the Sennheiser E935 with the same settings on the board, same distance that I was using with the other mic, the 835. This one is a little different, as I said before, not too much. It's a very subtle difference in the, I think, more in the mids and the lows than anything. The overall frequency response on both of these mics is rated the same, 40 hertz to 16 kilohertz. I almost said 40K to 16 hertz, which would have been kind of dumb, but oh well. Anyway, this is that mic. As far as the potential problem with popping peas and Peter Piper picking all those pickled peppers that people don't appreciate, it's pretty much the same. Proximity effect might be a little different. Let's see, getting right up on the microphone. Hello, yo, what's up, man? I'm like right up on this microphone. How you doing? That's a little different, I guess. And so there you go. The axis, oh yeah, I forgot about that. The axis rejection, off-axis rejection, I'd say, is pretty much identical to the 835. In fact, these microphones basically look exactly the same. There's a little bit of a difference around the rim of the grill, but if you're not looking, you won't notice the difference between the 835 and the 935 in terms of just the way they feel in your hand or anything like that. The top of the 935 is just the slightest bit skinnier than the 835. But other than that, yeah, pretty much looks exactly the same. You can even swap the grills out, although it looks a little bit weird if you do, but you can. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this or not. Between these two microphones, the 835 and the 935, obviously I don't really have an awesome recording environment to do anything real with this set of mics at the moment, or any other mic that I have with me, but, you know, do what you got, I guess, with what you got.